discover the French language with Jessica. It's right here. It's right now on French Your Way podcast.
Bonjour à tous, welcome to French Your Way podcast. This is episode 118, episode 118. If you've been studying French for even a short time, you probably have already noticed that some words, they are exactly similar to the English one, or they look similar. And that's lucky because that helps us with learning vocabulary faster, that's less memory work. However, these words, they sometimes mean something very different in French and in English. So in that case, they are called faux amis, false friends, or also false cognates. Why? Because you can't rely on them. They're actually, their meaning is a bit deceptive because they have a different meaning to what you would have thought. And I've already made two podcast episodes about faux amis. So in episode 85, I was introducing 10 common false friends. And there was a second part in episode 103 of this podcast. So this is a third part. There's also episode 116, which, so it's related to false friends, but it was pseudo-anglicisms. So I made this episode about French words that look like English, that look like they've borrowed from English. Because it's just very stylish and cool for us to use English words. Just I think the same as when you look when you use some French words in English, it makes you look like so chic. So we have this kind of admiration for the other language that we want to copy and borrow words from to sound really trendy. So, here are a selection of 10 new faux amis. And you will notice that in this episode, some words I've already talked about in some former episodes of French Away podcast. But it's actually intentional. I thought you would just discover or maybe rediscover them. So in that case, it would be a brush up and it wouldn't hurt. So let's go with the first faux ami, which is un bouton. Un bouton can mean a button if we're talking about like on the clothes, but it also, if you have boutons on your face, that's pimples or spots, you have acne or you have a skin problem. Bouton. La monnaie. La monnaie, do you know what it is? Because I already talked about it at least in episode 8 of French Away podcast. La monnaie doesn't mean money, although it's quite related because it means a small change or the spare change. So if you give a note and you're given back coins, that is your monnaie. Number three, une journée. Une journée, not to mix with a journey. Une journée is a day. A day that you see through its duration of time. I talked about the difference between jour and journée in episode 76 of the podcast. So if you need help with that, episode 76. Journée means also the daytime as opposed to nighttime. So la journée, il y a du soleil, et la nuit, il y a la lune. So during daytime, there's sun, and in the nighttime, there's the moon. Number four, une déception. Déception. Because it's a faux ami, doesn't mean deception. I explained the origin of the word déception already in episode 59 of French Way podcast. So all the words that I'm mentioning now and all the references that I'm making, you can find it all in the show notes of this episode. So there are all the links that you would need and all the words again. Anyway, so une déception means a disappointment, a disillusion. Episode 59 of French Way podcast, if you need a bit of explanations about it. Number five, one of my favorite ones, because I'm going to tell you why later. So, une librairie. Une librairie. doesn't mean a library, although we're still in the field of books, because libre is the book etymology speaking. But une librairie in French is a bookstore, whereas a library will be une bibliothèque. So there's one where you have to pay to read the books and one where you just go in and have a look. So here's why these words, librairie and library, are also a good reminder for myself. It is because, well, I'm a bookworm, and, well, not so much since my baby was born, just because I don't have the time to read, not enough time to read, unfortunately. But because I live in an English-speaking country, as you may know, I'm based in Melbourne, Australia. Now that I'm not thinking anymore when I'm talking, like, I don't need to translate in my head, it's just the words come out like that. When I have to use either bookstore or librairie or library, or I need to actually pause and think, and just to make sure I don't use the wrong translation myself, so that I'm not tricked by this faux ami myself. Number 6, la location. Location, which is not a location, of course. I talked about it in episode 73 of this podcast. It means a rent. Rent, so when you hire something or something is for rent, is in location. Number 7, un coin. Un coin, which is spelled just like a coin. So C-O-I-N. Coin doesn't mean a coin, of course. Le coin is the corner. The corner of the table, the corner of the street. And actually, in physical space, it's also like a little bit of a familiar word to say an area. For example, il y a des coins sympas à Paris. So there are some nice places, nice areas, nice suburbs in Paris. Nice little, yeah, neighborhoods that you need to go and check out. Number 8, un préservatif. Préservatif is not preservative, obviously, because it's a faux ami. It's actually a condom. And and I always like tick, or I don't know if that's an English word actually, but no, whatever I see on the jars or like anything of food without preservatives or no preservatives, I always like, ah! What? Oh, yeah, okay, yeah. So, preservative in French is conservateur. Conserver is to keep things in good state, because in good condition, because une boîte de conserve is a tin can. Number 9. Une prune. Une prune, which is spelled just like a prune. But prune is a plum. So we're talking about the fresh fruit. When it is dried, that's when in English you will say a prune. And no doubt it comes from the French prune, actually. But when a plum is dried in French, so a prune, we call un pruneau. And close enough to prune. It's spelled P-R-U-N-E-A-U, un pruneau. So again, une prune is a plum, and un pruneau is a prune. For my word number 10, we have a very similar thing, again with the fresh fruit or the dried version of its fruit. Le raisin is grape or grapes. And what you call raisins, which is actually a dried grape, we call un raisin sec. So literally, a dried grape, un raisin sec. Here you are for the 10 faux amis of today, and you see how you can actually really take a word for another and be misunderstood. But have you made some mistakes, sometimes potentially embarrassing mistakes even, because of the use of a false friend? Share your story in the comment section of this episode. Go to frenchyourway.com.au/podcast118, frenchyourway.com.au/podcast118. Thanks a lot, and see you in the next episode of French Your Way Podcast.